Brings us to reports. Subset A is second reading of ordinance. It's a zoning change to Title 18. This is General Commercial District. I'll turn it over to Daniel for this one.
I do not believe that there are any changes in this compared to the first reading. There was a one spelling correction, locale versus locals. So that was changed. That was the only
last.
Yes. And this really came up when we were reviewing the Knuckle Brewery and its location that would actually be in this district. And so making sure that there's changes to allow that. And then when we were looking at it, noticing that, frankly, Domino's does not fit in with the current definition, but I don't think anyone would argue that Domino's isn't a good fit there. So making some modifications to allow Domino's or other similar restaurants to be able to move into general commercial.
Any questions for Daniel from council? Comments on the second reading at all from council?
I'm just going to call the council's attention to, we've all read this ordinance.
How about public questions, concerns for the second reading? Come on up, Bonnie.
And it's just little things, but in the title of the title, there's no space between general and commercial district, and there should be. See what I'm saying? There's.
Yep.
Okay. On 12, the pool rooms is possessive, and it should be plural. Get the apostrophe out of there. On temporary structures, 2, supports is possessive as well. And on 3, the city manager is capitalized. I would think chief of police should be capitalized, while building official not. That's pretty general. And I'm having trouble going fast enough to get to the end, but I think that was all I found on this one.
Thanks, Bonnie. I think that the general premise hasn't been changed at all with those changes, so I think noted we can minute it that way. Go ahead, Greg. Yep.
As long as the count, I'm presuming, Daniel, you got all those?
Yep.
Okay.
Which one, Bonnie?
As regulated in Article 5, Sections 5 and 7, is that where off-street parking is designated? Yeah. Then there's no reason for those to be two lines. It should be as regulated in Article 5, da-da-da-da, comma, all areas utilized for vehicle travel and or parking. That should be one line. That's just one simple statement.
I was going to say that I think the hard surface is something we do want to differentiate as far as a point.
Well, as regulated in Article 5, Sections 5 and 7 is not a sentence. It doesn't stand alone.
Doesn't have to be a sentence.
Say that again?
This isn't law. This is law. This is not composition. We need to make two separate points here. And the only thing I would do differently if we have to do something is there would be an A and a B.
Didn't hear the end.
There would be an A and a B if we did anything.
Right, but without an A and a B, it's one statement.
This needs to be two separate thoughts.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Then it needs an A and a B or a 1 and a 2, whatever your formatting is doing. I think your formatting is numbered here.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it like that, 1 and 2, then we're done with it.
Yeah, 1 and 2. But again, should it not be a statement that says regulation in 5 applies or something? It just hangs out there.
I think collectively we're comfortable with the 1 and 2 and doing it in that manner.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion for the second reading with the typo corrections?
So moved.
First by Terry.
Second.
Second by Becca. We'll go ahead and roll call this because this is second reading. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
We have a unanimous on that second reading.